I do sleep, but in the morning I'm extra cautious, thinking that while the couriers might hesitate to attack me in a tree, they're completely capable of setting an ambush for me. I make sure to fully prepare myself for the day, eating a big breakfast, securing my pack, readying my weapons, before I descend. But all seems peaceful and undisturbed on the ground. Today I'll have to be scrupulously careful. The couriers will know I'm trying to locate Peter. They may well want to wait until I do before they move in. If he's as badly wounded as Cato thinks, I'd be in the position of having to defend us both without any assistance. But if he's that incapacitated, how has he managed to stay alive? And how on earth will I find him? I try to think of anything Peter ever said that might give me an indication as to where he's hiding out, but nothing rings a bell. So I go back to the last moment I saw him, sparkling in the sunlight, yelling at me to run. Then Cato appeared, his sword drawn, and after I was gone, he wounded Peter. But how did Peter get away? Maybe he'd held out better against the tracker-jacker poison than Cato. Maybe that was the variable that allowed him to escape. But he'd been stung, too. So how far could he have gotten, stabbed and filled with venom? And how has he stayed alive all these days since? If the wound and the stingers haven't killed him, surely thirst would have taken him by now. And that's when I get my first clue to his whereabouts. He couldn't have survived without water. I know that from my first few days here. He must be hidden somewhere near a source. There's the lake, but I find that an unlikely option since it's so close to the couriers' base camp. A few spring-fed pools, but you'd really be a sitting duck at one of those, and the stream, the one that leads from the camp Ruin I made all the way down near the lake and beyond. If he stuck to the stream, he could change his location and always be near water. He could walk in the current and erase any tracks. He might even be able to get a fish or two. Well, it's a place to start, anyway. To confuse my enemies' minds, I start a fire with plenty of green wood. Even if they think it's a ruse, I hope they'll decide I'm hidden somewhere near it. While in reality, I'll be tracking Peter.